This is TWiT.
AR, VR. So why am I excited about this, Mary Jo? Why?
Okay. So there have been a lot of stories in various news outlets over the past week or two that touch indirectly and directly on what Microsoft has done and is doing in AR and VR. So I don't know if you saw the Wall Street Journal story this week. I think it was this week. Around 100 Microsoft HoloLens folks have gone and joined Meta. Then there was a story the week before from the Information. Meta has canceled its big extended reality operating system. So it was trying to do kind of what Microsoft did years ago with Midori, build an OS from scratch for AR and XR. By the way, Meta disputed that story and said it was wrong. In fact, it was our old friend Gabe All who used to work at Microsoft.
Yeah, that's
on
right,
because
he went to Facebook, that bastard.
He did. Went to Facebook, started working on the Oculus, right? And then he was the one who gave the quote to various news outlets saying, yeah, that story's not completely right. That whole thing about us canceling the operating system. We're still doing that, by the way. That's what Gabe said.
They also poached people from Apple, by the way, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah. So who else? Yeah, Meta's poached a bunch of people, right? And then...
Yeah, what price your soul that you have to go to Meta?
Well, then, what's his name? Mark Lukowski was working at Facebook, right, on this project also. So Mark Lukowski, for people who don't know, he was on the original Windows team way, way back when. And now he's joined Google to work on their augmented reality, mixed reality project because he said publicly, I can't stomach Meta. I don't like anything they're doing publicly, and I'm out. Done, right?
That
and then today,
like
today, Magic Leap, who is headed by Peggy Johnson, who used to work at Microsoft.
They're still around.
around, and they're doing what Microsoft did. They're saying, we're going to refocus our headset on the enterprise. Surprise, surprise.
Oh, geez, not on education or
games.
Right, yeah. Enterprise. Yeah. Yep. So... Well, the reason I started looking into all of this and started getting more interested was my old friend and Paul's old friend, Don Box. He left Microsoft last year and wouldn't say where he was going. And then we found out he went to Meta when it was still called Facebook, right? But he didn't say what he was working on. So I kept watching his LinkedIn profile. I'm like, he's going to post this at some point, right? So finally he posts, I'm working on the XR operating system at Meta, which is...
So.
There.
Not anymore. Are you friends with him on Facebook, Don Box? So you must have seen his 117 posts about MacBook Pro and
I did.
You know, blah blah blah, whatever.
How much he loves it?
Yeah, he does love it.
Yeah,
Don Box is a genius. Well. I just straight up is a genius.
There you go.
No, he is a genius.
Not everyone's perfect. Let's just say that.
No. But look,
have to suspect some of his intelligence.
No, that's like saying, you know, Larry Bird or Magic John or Michael Jordan were terrible human beings. Yeah, of course they were. They were too good at this other thing.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I get.
You have to. Yeah. It has to give and take. You know. So he works for Meta, but. Yeah. No, but he's a great guy, and
but
he
didn't
is.
Meta
like I said,
kill this VR operating
so,
system.
So
supposedly
we don't
no.
No. Right.
Because that was the news of last week.
That was what the Information reported.
Right.
Saying they had
300 engineers off the job.
This is an incredible number of ex-Microsoft employees.
It is.
And
okay,
pretty
so
notable
why.
Ex-Microsoft employees, too, by the way.
Right. There's many reasons why this is happening, right? Okay. So first, the official reason is right now, if you know about augmented reality, extended reality, the metaverse, any of that stuff, you can command a huge salary, right? So if you're Don Box, you're Gabe All, you're already super rich. You've been working at Microsoft forever, right? Like you have multiple cars, multiple MacBooks, whatever you like, whatever your poison is, right? Okay. But then Meta comes along and they're like, hey, want to double, triple your salary? Come work with us on this extended reality OS thing. It's going to be fun. It's going to be cool. Sure. Okay. Right? So it's about money. It's also about your colleagues. So Gabe All's over there. Don Box is over there. Then I started looking on LinkedIn. Who else from Microsoft is over there? And I was finding so many people, right? Like, here's one guy, Carlos Perez Nefarte, who was the lead software manager on the Duo. He's there. John Elliott, principal software architect on the Surface Duo until June when he joined the same team that Don Box is on. Matt Beaver, 11-year Microsoft veteran, was working on the Microsoft Bluetooth core stack, now joining the XROS team at Meta. So they're all pulling in all their friends and the people they know how to build an operating system, right? And they're like, come work with us over here.
You know, this is a troubling new era. For a long time, the majority of high-profile Microsoft evacuees ended up at Amazon, right?
Right.
That was something that went on for over a decade. This is an incredible group of people.
It is.
It does explain why Apple just started giving its engineering team $180,000 bonuses.
Yep.
Not
exactly.
To go to Meta.
That's right.
Clearly Meta's
staffing
up.
They are. And that's why I'm a little bit suspicious on that information story. The information does great work and they have great sources. But I'm like, you know what? The way Gabe All answered that makes me think they may have killed some part of the project, but the project is going on.
Or maybe it was disinformation.
It could be.
They should call it the disinformation.
Wow. Whoa. Now, what? I mean, usually if you parse the way people answer these kind of stories when they're denying them, you look and it's like, we're not completely denying it, right? But we're denying that it's as severe.
There's the non-denial.
Exactly.
You're good at this. This is your
Microsoft
skill.
Hasn't killed Windows 10X, according to the official company line.
Right.
Okay, here's another reason all these Microsoft people are going to Facebook. The part of Facebook, Meta, that's working on this operating system that they're building from scratch, if it still is a project, is called Facebook Reality Labs Research. You know where one of their main outposts is? Redmond, Washington.
I was going to say it has to be Redmond.
Right. So, okay, you're working at Microsoft. You're like, yeah, I like my job. I'm kind of bored. So, who else is in Redmond? Oh, these guys.
So tech companies have always done this kind of thing. Microsoft has always had offices in Silicon Valley, which a lot of people probably don't know about. Yeah. Google has opened offices in the Seattle, Redmond area. Nintendo's been there forever. But, you can't always get people to move, right? I guess these days, but it's probably harder than ever. So you go to where they are clustered already.
Exactly.
And they're clustered in Redmond.
Yep.
Which is, and that's why Amazon was such an easy target for those folks, because it's right across the lake from Redmond.
Yeah. And if you're, think about it. If you're Don Box, who his last job at Microsoft was working on mixed reality, he worked with Alex Kipman there and was doing a lot of things around how they were building out the HoloLens and the mixed reality platform. If you're somebody who's like him or a lot of these other people who I just mentioned, and Microsoft's focus right now is all about the enterprise and about the army and getting the HoloLens in those markets, but you care about consumer stuff. Where are you going to go? You're going to go to Meta, right? That's where you're going to go.
This is very troubling.
This is for sure. Like that 100-person story from the Journal, I have no doubts on that story. I would bet it's more than 100 people have gone from Microsoft to Meta.
This is a real gut check moment for people, because my reaction is that if Facebook comes to me for no reason I can imagine, but says, hey, we'd like to hire you for whatever reason, I'm like, yeah, there's no way I'm working at Facebook, Meta, whatever. And they're like, yeah, but we're going to give you like $2 million.
Right.
I'd be like, oh, okay. So what day do you want me to start? at some point, it's like foolish not to do this.
Right. So here's the sentence Gabe All gave out as their sentence. So you read into this what you want. There are several technical directions we are pursuing in our efforts to build reality lab operating systems, plural. Mm-hmm. We are still working on a highly specialized OS for our devices. That's what all these people are working on, right? Whatever you want to call it, that's what they're working on.
Just to be clear, Don Box is calm. He is .NET. This guy used to stand on stage at PDC and write code in real time with Anders Heilsberg, Chris Anderson, Chris Sells probably. I mean, this is he's one of the smartest people that's ever gone through.
Then he moved to work on Xbox. I think he was working with Cutler
probably on the containerized operating system stuff.
Right.
Yep, of course. Yep.
Right. So now
Mark Lukowski is the guy Dave Cutler would have said is the only person on the original NT team who actually understood all of the construction of NT, including the kernel. Even Dave Cutler didn't claim to understand that. Yeah. But that's how smart that guy was. And that's incredible.
Yeah. So they're all at Meta now. And so far, since the information story came out saying, you know, that project's canceled, I've been watching LinkedIn to see if anybody else is quitting. Nobody else has quit so far, that, or at least hasn't posted that they quit. So that makes me think they're still working on something, right? Yeah.
Who's left at Microsoft in this field, you know?
the original Windows team and the original com and .NET. Yeah, I mean, Andrew still works at Microsoft. Andrew still works at Microsoft, right?
Guys like Scott Guthrie is still there. That guy...
Rusinovich still there.
It was a key player in .NET.
All these guys are
so just
there.
When the last person leaves, just turn out the lights. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, well, my point is that, okay, a lot of people have defected, and some may come back, some may not come back. Some may go on to other companies, Apple, Google, whoever is next, and building some OS for the metaverse. But you know what? This happens a lot. Like, people get dissatisfied, they move on, sometimes they come back. Remember when everybody started coming back to Microsoft to quit when Nadella became the CEO? Tons of people came back, so... Yeah, let's see what happens. I don't think it's like anything dire.
I think they get bored. They're so far into their career. They've had so many successes. Yeah. The stuff they care about the most is not the big thing at Microsoft today.
Right.
Yeah. I think we can all relate to that. Honestly.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't get bored, right? Like, people want to expand their horizons.
You see the Ben Slivka thing where he suggested that Microsoft should spin off Windows and Office. Because they're just a cloud company now. And that's super provocative. It's ridiculous.
It is.
But there is a part of me as kind of an enthusiast of that part of the company that I do feel gets not a lot of attention these days.
Yeah.
Thinking to myself, maybe. I mean, I would like... Microsoft used to be the company that only cared about Windows.
Right.
Now Microsoft appears to be the company that only cares about everything but Windows.